Listen to this news. China sees rise in U.S. ceramic orders after tariff easing deal. The latest round of China-U.S. trade talks has sparked renewed optimism among Chinese ceramic exporters, with several manufacturers reporting fresh orders from U.S. clients following tariff reduction measures agreed upon by both countries. Chinese and U.S. officials concluded a two-day high-level meeting on economic and trade affairs in Switzerland with a joint statement announcing the removal of significant additional tariffs and the establishment of a mechanism for ongoing trade discussions. The announcement has already had immediate effects, particularly in China's ceramic sector. Zheng Pengfei, general manager of Shunmei Group based in Dahua County, Fujian Province, said that the tariff rollback has revived confidence among exporters. It's encouraging to see the two countries announce tariff reduction measures, which have renewed hope for exporters like us, Zheng stated. Shandong Silver Phoenix, another prominent ceramic manufacturer, confirmed that production adjustments are already underway to meet a potential surge in demand from the U.S. Zhang Bin, the company's trade department director, noted that three U.S. clients who had suspended orders in April have resumed purchasing since Sunday night. China supplied 72.06% of U.S. ceramic tableware imports in 2023, according to trade data provider Tendata. Although U.S. imposed tariffs had previously disrupted this trade, the recent easing is now prompting industry-wide expectations for a win-win rebound in bilateral commerce. Zhang Wanyan, founder of Foshan Muzzy Dector & Tile, underscored the loyalty of U.S. buyers. American consumers have shown strong user stickiness and rarely switch suppliers. Thus, we expect sustained and substantial orders, she said. Zheng, who participated in the 137th Canton Fair in April, initially anticipated low U.S. turnout but observed a strong American presence. Business built on sincerity will attract more clients, he added. Beyond the U.S., Chinese ceramic companies are advancing high-quality development strategies to remain globally competitive. Silver Phoenix, with over 60 years of history, has enhanced production with advanced ceramic printing technology and developed low-carbon, energy-efficient products, now sold in over 20 countries. Shunmei is also targeting emerging markets, leveraging international exhibitions and expanding ties with partners across Europe, the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and Belt and Road Initiative countries. Dahua County, a major ceramics hub, recorded an 8.9% year-on-year increase in self-managed exports, reaching 850 million yuan, $117.6 million, in Q1 2025. Officials attributed this to the European market's recovery, improved logistics, and benefits from the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, RCEP. Muzzy, meanwhile, entered new global markets through a 2024 partnership with Indonesia's Point Angsadaya. By integrating Chinese design and technology with Indonesian manufacturing, the joint venture is producing high-end ceramic tiles now exported to the EU, US, Australia, and Southeast Asia. Commenting on this adaptive strategy, Ji Wenhua, professor at the University of International Business and Economics, said, China's economic resilience and the innovation-driven growth model provide essential support for managing international trade challenges. Trade tech, Chinese fintech platforms drive smarter cross-border trade.